brush. Slip, flop, slap, and the job is done. And never a brush stroke in sight. Biggest, fastest, bestest sign painter. You better believe Slappy was the biggest. Why, he was 7 feet tall with shoulders to match, and he weighed about 300 pounds, even without his cap, coverall, brush, and bucket. And the fastest? Just give him an 8-inch brush. Slip, slop, slap, and the job was done. And so smooth, you'd never seen a brush stroke. And you bet Slappy was the bestest. That was on account of his pictures. No one ever made them so true to life. In fact, some folks said they were too true to life. Slappy's troubles started with a big, huge red rose he painted on a sign for Rose's florist shop. "Slappy, it's so real," said Miss Rose Red, the owner. "Why, I can just about smell the fragrance." But a week later, Rose Red fluttered into Slappy's sign shop. "Slappy, that sign of yours was too good. The bees got a wind of it and swarmed all over that rose, trying to get in. They scared away all my customers. That was bad enough, but wait until you see what's happened now." When they reached the florist shop, Slappy saw the bees were gone, and the rose had withered and died. "No one buys from a florist with a withered flower on her sign," said Rose Red. "That's the last thing I wanted you to paint for me, Slappy Hooper." The story got around, but most of the folks just laughed. They still wanted Slappy to do their signs. His next job was to paint the billboard for Eagle Messenger Service. Slappy painted an eagle 3 times larger than life.
"Amazing," said Mr. Baldwin Eagle. "It's so real, I could swear I saw it blink."
"Wait a minute. I did see it blink."
Then the bird flapped its wings and flew right off the billboard.
"That sign is too good," said Mr. Eagle. "That's the last thing you'll work for me, Slappy Hooper."
Folks were getting scared to hire Slappy. But at last he got a job from Sunshine Travel Agency. The billboard was to show a man and a woman on a beach, toasting under a hot sun. Slappy painted it the day after a big snowstorm.
"Wonderful," said Mr. Ray Sunshine. "Why, the sun makes me feel hot, and look, the snow on the ground is melting."
But a couple days later, Slappy got a call. "Slappy, your sign is too good. Get down here right away." When Slappy arrived, he saw that the sidewalk and street in front of the billboard were covered with beach chairs. People sat around in swimsuits and sunglasses, sipping lemonade and splashing suntan lotion.
"They're blocking traffic and the mayor blames me," said Mr. Sunshine. "Besides, they won't need my travel agency if they got their vacations right here."
"You gotta do something, Slappy." So Slappy set up his gear and got to work. He painted the sun on the billboard to be much hotter. Before long, the crowd was sweating buckets and complaining of sunburn. Then, everyone packed up and left.
"Good work, Slappy," said Mr. Sunshine. Then he gasped. "Look at that!"
The man and woman on the billboard were walking off, too. Just then, a lick of a flame shot up the wall of the building across the street. Slappy's sign had set it off on fire. In a few minutes, fire trucks clanged up, and firefighters turned hoses on the flames.
"Slappy," Mr. Sunshine said, "try something else."
Slappy got back to work. He painted a storm cloud across that sun, but he had to jump clear when the cloud shot bolts of lightning. Then the storm broke. Slappy's cloud rained so hard, the billboard overflowed and flooded all of Main Street.
Mr. Sunshine cried, "Never again, Slappy Hooper." After that, no one on earth would hire Slappy. It looked as if his sign painting days were done. Slappy felt so low, he made up his mind to throw out his paint kit into the river. He dragged it onto the tallest bridge in town and was about to chuck it, when a voice thundered out beside him.
"Don't dump the gear, Slappy. You're going to need it."
Right next to Slappy stood a man, almost as big as Slappy himself. He wore a paint-splotched white coverall and a cap with two little angel wings sticking out. He carried an 8-inch brush.
"Who are you?" said Slappy.
"I'm Michael, from the Heavenly Sign Company," thundered the man. "The boss had an eye on you from some time, Slappy, and he likes your work. He's got a job for you, if you don't mind working in the rain."
"Tell me about it," said Slappy.
"We need someone to paint a rainbow this Wednesday," said Michael. "Most of the time we handle the rainbows ourselves, but it's gonna rain a bunch of places Wednesday, and we could sure use your help."
"I'm your man," said Slappy.
That Wednesday morning, Slappy rented a cannon and set off to the big cow pasture. He tied two ropes to his scaffold and ran the other end through a couple of skyhooks. Then he loaded the skyhooks in the cannon and shot them straight up. Sure enough, the skyhooks caught onto the sky. Slappy felt the first raindrops, and he piled on his paints and brushes onto the scaffold, climbed on, and hoisted himself up, 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 and up. He kept going until he was under the clouds. Then he tied his ropes and started to paint. Flip, slop, slap. Slappy had only just finished when the sun popped out through the clouds and lit up what he had done. There never was a finer rainbow. It had every color you could imagine, each one blending perfectly with the next, and not a brush stroke in sight. Just then, Slappy felt a big jolt. He looked up to see what caused it. The sun had run smack into his skyhooks. Slappy shut his eyes and waited a long drop down to the ground, but it never came. When Slappy looked again, he saw why. His hooks had been caught on the sun itself, and the sun was pulling his rig across the sky. Now another sign painter might have been frightened, but not Slappy Hooper. He was just enjoying the ride. He covered a good distance when Michael appeared the scaffold beside him.
"The boss liked your rainbow, Slappy," thundered Michael.
"You mean it wasn't too good?" said Slappy.
"If it isn't too good, it's not good enough."